And now, live from the middle of Robin Hood country, here's Paul B. Edwards with a minor sapling and Tony Hearn with a major oak. It's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
This is Nosebleed. I'm shaking. Listening to Rich Morton sound right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Nosebleed, and that is Leeds Garage Punk via TNS Records, and they've got a new album out. It's absolutely great. We will be playing more from it in the next few weeks. But Tony, one way you can find out more about them right now is to go to their Facebook page, which is
facebook.com/nosebleedband.
Well done. It is indeed. It's Tony 1, Paulie B and the internet 0. And I'm shaking, Tony. I've been shaking for days. You know why?
It's cold.
Well, it is, yeah. That the little beast came back. We've got our own theories on how that's happened. I like to think it's because Vladimir Putin said, right, you lot, if you don't shut up about nerve ages, I'm going to open the window, and he did. I'm also shaking. Yeah.
Could be.
Yeah, I'm also shaking because I got a huge gas bill, and I was very concerned about it, so I finally managed to sort out some heating settings on my boiler. And unfortunately, that has coincided with the heating settings I've got, the heating not being on between 7 and 10 at night. And right now, I am actually shaking. Last night, it was so cold, I couldn't feel my fingers to text.
Christ.
Imagine the horror.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. I take it you're all right, are you? You've got your heating spot on.
Oh, yeah. No, it's fine. I'm sat next to my radiator now. It's quite... It's weird, because my office is at the back room of the house. It's the little bedroom in the house, and the back wall is Baltic, so I sit right next to a really cold wall, but there's a really hot radiator on it, so I'm kind of really hot in one area and my feet are freezing.
Tony, that is just a passport to chillblains,
isn't it? It's not right.
You might be comfortable in your loveliness. Yeah, I'm absolutely loving the Nosebleed, by the way. Absolutely loving them. This is the point of the show when I would have some additional material for you, but everyone's been way too cold to get in touch. If you have a joke or a poem, email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Title your email, Comedy Suburbs if it's a joke, and Poetry Corner if it's a poem. However, I have got something to talk about, not least of which is the next track. We're going to play two tracks in a row now. But first up, something I'm very excited about, Tony, because You Want Fox.
Okay.
I've only got a new album out.
Oh, excellent.
And it's really, really good. And we have played one track of it because it came out last year, a track called Liar Liar, which is brilliant. And they did a rather brilliant video for it as well. Do you call them videos if they're on YouTube?
I still do, but then again, I'm old.
What do other people call them?
Promos? No, that's a bit...
Videos, isn't it, basically?
Is that a video, yeah.
Oh, we haven't got a video. I'm probably saying that. You Want Fox are a... two-piece from Nottingham that have been described as the Nottingham Royal Blood, Tony.
I can see that.
And they're one of more than... I think we've got at least two-pieces on this week's show as well. Anyway, going to play a track from the new album right now. What I want to know, Tony, and you're doing well so far, is what is You Want Fox's Facebook page?
facebook.com/YouWantFox.
It's as simple as that. It's Tony T, Paulie B and Internet Nil. And a very special Punky Radio hello... to Nat and Colin.
Hello.
This is Flying Solo.
Jouster.
On you. She's like a model, a figurine. She gives the boys such nasty dreams. You get up close, you try to speak, your tongue gets tired, your knees get weak. Ooh, call me a doctor, and give me a nurse, before I get it from bad to worse. My eyes going blind like some kind of flu. Oh, baby, got a rush on you.
You're listening to 50 Foot Combo underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I forgot to say before You Want Fox and their track Flying Solo that stay tuned for Mark Lindsay. But anyway, you've just heard Mark Lindsay and a track called Rush On You. That's from a new Bongo Boy album that's out right now. You might remember we featured a Bongo Boy album the other week. That's another one that is music from a guy called, I think it's called Gar Francis. And it's all tracks that Gar Francis wrote. And he's got a load of different bands, mainly from the US, to do tracks by Gar Francis. Now, I'm just laughing saying Gar Francis. The thing is, the Americans call him Gar Francis, which sounds a lot better.
Gar or Garth?
Gar, G-A-R.
Gar, oh, right.
Yeah, I'm saying, because in my accent, it's Garth Francis. In yours, it would be what? Garth Francis.
Garth Francis.
Yes, Garth Francis. Which sounds a lot better, Garth Francis. Anyway, Garth Francis, it was the lead singer of Paul Revere and the Raiders, Tony, from the 60s.
Blimey.
Still going strong, and that's a great track, Rush On You. You can find out more about Mark Lindsay by going to his Facebook page, Tony, which is...
Facebook.com/Mark.Lindsay.
That facebook.com/ official Mark Lindsay page, and that's MarkLindsay page. I appreciate there are other ways to spell Lindsay. That's the only track we're playing from that there compilation this week, but it is worth checking out. And if you go to that Facebook page, you will be able to find out about it. Or if you just go to Bongo Boy Records, you'll find out about it. If you like that track, there are other things of a similar vein on it.
Excellent.
Tony, have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for...
Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle. Thanks for your Facebook comments. If you are on Facebook, please do pop along to our page, facebook.com/Punky Radio. Do you like the page? Do you get in touch? Not much this week. We've had a few comments, but all quite short.
I think everyone's been hiding inside from the weather and the Russians.
I think you're right. Fear. Honey, Hotbod Honey Jackson's been in touch.
I'm sorry. I thought the fear was the part of the Facebook comment.
No, it's just me.
Just you shouting fear.
Just like to exclaim it every so often. Yeah. Be afraid. Hot Rod Honey Jackson's been in touch.
Hello, Hot Rod Honey Jackson.
And they just say, love this station.
They do, or she does, or he does, or what?
That's what they, he, it said.
Right.
But thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Hot Rod Honey Jackson. I absolutely agree. Did Hot Rod Honey Jackson also like the change to the Punky Radio picture that you did there?
Possibly. Yes. There's been a few likes to that. It was low quality.
Right.
I noticed it was quite a small graphic, and I've got a bigger graphic.
Oh, I see. Right. So it's a replacement to what was already there. I thought you'd change the picture.
No, it's exactly the same. I just uploaded a bigger quality version of it.
You've just gone high res on my ass, haven't you?
Yeah, it's quite. I went to the Facebook page, and if you're not logged into Facebook and you go to facebook.com/Punky Radio, it pops a great big login box across the front of it with a very small Punky Radio graphic, and I realised it was rubbish. A profile picture, so did a bit of maintenance. Also did notice that the we had a few requests for the Punky group. For some reason Facebook recently, or certainly about 6 months ago, started suggesting we link the old Punky group to the new Facebook page. So I did that, and then nothing's happened on it, and I think I did the same thing. I updated the profile picture, and then we've had a few requests for people to join it.
Right, what's the point of that?
I have no idea. But, you know, Facebook suggested it, and I do what I'm told.
All right. But so yeah. Basically, don't bother joining the group, is that what we're saying?
Yeah, you can do if you want. But I don't see the point of it. It seems you can post things in it and post things on the page. But it's there. Right. So if anybody knows better than me, and you all want to join it, just go and join it if you like.
I'm telling you now, you do know better than me.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's one thing that brought... and also, Jengle and Chris then did... respond to Hot Rod Honey Jackson and just says, yep. So Jen Glenn, is it Glenn? Is it Jen? We don't know. They also love this station. So thank you very much, Jen Glenn.
Yeah, thank you to everyone who does love this station.
Thank you. But finally,
I might say I love it too, but it's been giving me grief today.
Yeah. Manny Diamantopoulos has been in touch.
Now, that's a blast from the past.
This is a blast from the past. And I think this is all tied into the group. So I think he must be part of the old group, and did an update. They must have seen something on Facebook. So he put Milky Pants. It's been a while. Yes, it has, Manny.
Yeah,
we are still here.
Yeah, so maybe Manny was in the group years ago, because I do recognise the name.
Oh, definitely.
And then maybe Manny's back on board, because he posted a picture, didn't he, as well?
Yeah, there's a picture in the Punky group, an old one from a listener. I can't remember. It might even have been him.
It was him, I think.
Right. Because
yeah.
I think he used to review us on Podcast Alley. It's that long ago.
Right. God, that is going back.
Mm. So, yeah, I hope you're listening, Manny. Do get in touch if you are.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Nice to hear from you, Manny.
Yeah. So, it's not much comments this week, but I like to think
it's interesting.
Quality. Yeah.
So, that concludes.
Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that.
Nah.
Frankie Boyle. All right, we've got a bit of explaining to do here. We're about to play another track, but I'm going to say now that after this track, you're going to hear an interview that I did with Tim from Joe Carly and the Old Dry Skulls last week after seeing them at the Flower Pot in Derby. However, during the interview, which is approximately 4 minutes 19 seconds long, I realise that is approximate, or however long it is, there is a bit when I appear to have put my thumb on the microphone. You've done your best to clean it up. So there is a bit. It's not your whatever machine you're listening on. It's not that that's gone weird. It's just that. But it's only for about, how long is it for? About 30 seconds?
It's about 30 seconds in, and it lasts for about 20 seconds, something like that. So it goes away quite quickly.
So just bear with it. Right. Now, I don't know whether you noticed, Tony, but we haven't played any punk yet.
No.
And we're still not going to, because the next band up are, quite frankly, a mad band from Finland called The Country Dark. Now, we played a couple of tracks of their last album. They've got a new one out now, and they've got a lead track with it that we're going to play. What is The Country Dark's Bandcamp page?
TheCountryDark.bandcamp.com.
It is.
Ooh.
Tony 3, Paulie B in the Internet 1. Stay tuned for the Joe Carly interview, and then you'll hear a Joe Carly song straight after that, and then we'll be back as normal. This is The Death of Kay Kent. B, this girl. Punky Radio in Derby by mistake. But is it mistake? No, I'm here to see Joe Carley and the Old Dry Skulls. I'm talking to Tim, one of the Old Dry Skulls, and I can't help thinking that you're a team. You're not a front person with people behind them. Have you ever thought of just being Old Dry Skulls?
We toy with the idea, but then sometimes people just prefer to have her name to latch on to
because she's the front person. And also it allows us to have a variety of different weirdos in the band. So sometimes it's just me and her, sometimes right. It's me, her and the bass player. And as you saw tonight, we had someone playing Squeeze Box with us. That means if we have Joe Carley and any weirdos we meet.
They're writers.
It's like to throw the weirdos in.
So now, you are a London band, or two thirds of you are Walthamstow, the other third are Greenford, that's right?
Yeah, he's in Greenford at the moment. He's on the canal.
Oh, right, okay.
And by the time it's come down, he could be anywhere.
Right. And this is towards the end of your tour, so you've got one day left in
Hastings. We've got one day left. We've done 25 days. Everything from punk gigs to folk clubs. And really, really cool.
So when you go on the road for that amount of time, do you commit to it, or do you have day jobs? No, we don't. We all play
music full time. Right. So we just go, okay, we're going to do this for 5 weeks, and that's what we do. And then at the end of this tour, me and Joe are going straight back into the studio to start album two, like immediately after the last show. And we work on the album for a few weeks, and then we hit Europe for 4 weeks.
Oh, fantastic, because you did one new song tonight. Is that going to be on the new, or one that I heard?
We did about three or four songs from the new album.
I was late.
the new album's pretty much finished, between 8 and 10 songs, kind of the skeleton. Right. We kind of like, what we do is we have the skeletons of the songs, as we would perform them as a duo, and then we bring the other guys in, and I start playing more instruments, because on the album I can play my banjo as well, I can play my electric guitar, and we can start layering it up. Joe can play fiddle, mandolin and washboard all on the same song, and then we start layering it up in the studio and working with our producer, and it turns into this huge kind of weird,
because when I first heard you I thought you were like a 6 or 7 piece, the amount
of noise
you
sounds like, yeah.
But you do, when you're live as well, you sound like a lot more than a 3-piece that I saw this evening. Because you've got, like, you're playing guitar and a kick and a
hi-hat kind of tambourine thing.
Joe's singing, Anna's got the washboard on, all the fiddle on,
you're all
multi-instrumentalists.
Yes, pretty much.
So what's your background in music? Did you just, because you strike me as being people that have probably got a bit of a background in it, but...
Well, me and Joe came from, initially, we met 20 odd years ago,
right,
when we were both in death metal bands.
You don't look old enough.
And I borrowed her, my band borrowed her band, she was the drummer, my band borrowed her drum kit,
right,
to do a show, and that's how we first kind of met in the London scene.
Right.
And then we did death metal for absolutely years. I did like 5 albums, did loads of European tours and stuff like that. So my background comes from this kind of weird sort of death metal punk crossover, so that comes across in our take on country music,
right,
because I'm the main sort of songwriter in this project, and I was the main songwriter in my other bands, and if you know both the bands, you can hear that, oh yeah, okay, cool, yeah, that's his take on country. It's a bit
what's
weird.
What's the name of the former band?
The Rotted, and before that Gore Rotted.
Oh, right, so okay, so some people might know that. And
yes.
And do they have a, well, I was just saying, MySpace page. Do they have a...
No, we have...
Is there a website for it?
There's tons of stuff. If you type into the internet, you'll find tons. Because we did...
You'll find.
We did 5 albums, and we did countless European tours and US shows and stuff. So there's tons of videos on YouTube.
And what's the website for Joe Carley and the Old Dry
Skulls? www.olddryskulls.com.
All right. I think we can probably find that. And I've played quite a bit of your latest album on the show. If there's a song that we're going to play again, what should it be, do you reckon?
I think you should play Dance to Your Dead again.
I think we'll probably do that. Thanks very much, Tim.
Thank you very much.
Cheers.
Too many drinks, you can't think straight.
You're listening to Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Joe Carly and the Old Dry Skulls and a track called Dance Till You're Dead, which we had played before, hence it's from The Vaults, which is that section, so we got that right as well. So pretty smooth, ultimately.
Well, that's supposed to be our middle name, isn't it?
Well, it might be yours. It's not mine. No. You are comfortable with your loveliness, though.
I am.
Which I think is marvellous. It was mentioned, I think, in the interview, but what is Joe Carly and the Old Dry Skulls website?
Is it olddryskulls.com or something like that?
It's olddryskulls.com. It's as simple as that. It's Tony Four, poorly being an internet one. And Joe Carly and the Old Dry Skulls are about to embark on a tour of Europe, and then they'll be in the studio to record a new album, as you heard in the interview, and I'm looking forward to all of it. And also, they said they're going to try and get a Nottingham date when they next tour the UK, which I think is in November.
Excellent.
Yes, indeed. You got a gig for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for...
Tony's International Gig Guide. Yes, thanks for your gigs. If you have any gigs for me, don't forget to email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know who's playing, where they're playing, how much is it to watch them play. It is that simple. It doesn't have to be in the UK, it is international, so do let me know. This week's gig is in Corby, at the White Hart in Corby. It's Peter and the Test Tube Babies are playing, supported by the McGregors and Tri Subversion. So if you want to go check that out and you're in the Corby area, why not go check that out?
I think I have seen the McGregors relatively recently, and we played a couple of tracks by them last year.
The name did ring a bell.
Yeah,
I don't think we've tried we haven't tried Tri Subversion, have we? I don't think we've heard them, but
no. And I don't play Pete and the SG Babies on this show on principle.
Fair enough.
Well, that's none of your business.
But the venue seems good. They seem to have lots of kind of similar gigs on, so I'm sure if you're on Corby, you've probably heard of it. It's the White Hart. I think it's on Main Street or something like that. It's, you'd know it if you're in Corby. Corby's not that big. Do check it out if you can.
They're very good live, Pete and Test Tube Babies. And when I was a teenager, I was introduced to Pete and Test Tube Babies. And a song that I think was called Disco.
Right.
And I thought it was brilliant.
I don't think I know much by them. Obviously, I've heard of them. I don't think I've ever heard them.
Yeah, they were second wave.
Right, okay.
Second wave punk rock. So they really got going at the start of the 80s, I think. And they had an album called the Mating Songs of African Tree Frogs or something, from memory. I think it was something like that. One of their first albums. One of their first albums. Anyway, right. So that's that, is it?
That's that.
So that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Now, you know, we haven't played any punk rock yet. We're still not going to. Next up, we've got a band all the way from Pori in Finland. They've got a new album out called Rock Tattoo. The band is Serpico. And have they come from Lovely Records? I think they might, or Inverse, one of the two of them. Anyway, here's some great Finnish rock and roll for you. What is Serpico's website, Tony?
Serpico.com.
Oh, Serpicoband.com. Unlucky. Fully the Internet 2, Tony 4, and this is Ain't Better to Leave.
Boring faces.
listening to Gnarly Wave underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Serpico, Ain't Better to Leave. And we might play another track from them in a few weeks' time. I haven't decided yet. But you can find out more about them, as I say, at serpicoband.com. Tony, are you doing anything this week?
I think I'm going to try and watch Black Panther.
Right.
I think, hopefully, yes.
I've heard extremely good things about it.
Don't know, with $1 billion in the world, apparently, so might be good.
Wow.
If that means anything, but I do love a bit of Marvel.
I've got a bit of a problem about the made-up African country of Wakanda.
Okay.
It just sounds a bit too rude. But other than that, yeah, looks good. I've got two shows this week. I've got a show on Thursday night in the Engineers Arms in Henlow with Kevin McCarthy and Richard Morton, as in Rich Morton Sound, that you've already heard.
Fantastic.
On this show.
Bet.
And then on Saturday, I've got my show in Oslo, which features two acts from Oslo, Jim Swan and Ahmed Mamo, who's actually originally from Somalia, and an act called Will Mars, who is a UK act, but also does quite well in America. And it should be really good.
Excellent.
And you can find out more about that show by going to oslocomedyclubs.wordpress.com. It's at Horgan's on Hegdehamsveien. Should you be in Oslo this weekend, it would be lovely to see you. And you never know, dear.
You never know.
You just never know. That's my plan, really. I have just noticed that, rather bizarrely, it's going to be -2 in Nottingham tonight.
Mm.
A little while. It's going to be -6 just north of Edinburgh. But then, those crazy Scotties, I was thinking that -6 should be enough to freeze up a certain sex pest dog that will be right in the middle of it. But then tomorrow afternoon, it's going to be 9 degrees in Edinburgh and only 6 degrees at night. They're going to have a 15-degree turnaround in 12 hours.
Blimey.
It's amazing.
That is amazing.
It is. Right, should we play two songs in a row?
Let's do that.
Actually, just before we do, should we say hello to Duke's Arms?
Hello, Duke's Arms.
Hello, Duke's Arms. And hello to Stephen. Hello to Ash. And Ash, I'm sorry that I asked you not to send me any more songs. But it was getting a bit much.
Fair enough.
He's as bad as Steve. I got a text from Steve the other day saying, look, I know you don't want me to send you any songs, but can you check this out? I went, you're missing the point. Anyway, two songs in a row now. Stay tuned for the Dharmas. First up, a band we've never played before. Oh, you know how we haven't played any punk rock yet?
Yeah.
We're still not playing any. No. This is a band called Trixie and the Trainwrecks, and they've come via Voodoo Rhythm Records. This is kind of bluesy, rockabilly, sounds a bit vintage. I think it's pretty cool. Sounds a little bit country. What is Trixie and the Trainwrecks Facebook page?
Facebook.com/TrixieandTheTrainwrecks?
No, Facebook.com/TrixieTrainwreck, no man band. Pull the internet 3, Tony 4. And this is Commuter Baby.
Baby, be long gone.
Bled like a shot fox.
Listening to Sound Machine Surfers underneath us right now. Thanks to you, such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was The Dharmas and a track called Without a Face, which is a new track from them. They are from Bromölla in Sweden. And another little bit of garage rock for you there, Tony. We're not managing any punk this week. A bit weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
What is The Dharmas Bandcamp page?
TheDharmas.bandcamp.com?
It is. It's Tony 5, Paul of the Internet 3. You've won, mate.
Yay.
Nice one. And The Dharmas is spelled thedahmers.bandcamp.com. Have you got a twat?
No.
Oh, dear. Well, in fact, you mentioned how you can get one.
Yep. Don't forget, do email me your twats. All twats need your thanks. Email me tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name. Where are they from? And the reason it is that simple. All trust you to thanks, all trust responded to. Do love a twat, me. Email me twats, please. Thank you.
But we have got one.
Nice.
And I know that some of you might have been thinking, oh, it's about time Paulie had a right old go at Vladimir Putin for being a crazy dude. But not that stupid. If I was Russian, I'd love him, quite frankly.
Mm.
And you might be thinking, you know what? It's easy to maybe twat Theresa May, because when isn't it? I think we maybe ought to mention Ant McParland, Tony.
Oh, dear.
Ant McParland, the multi-millionaire Ant McParland.
Mm.
The multi-millionaire, half of Ant and Dec, Ant McParland, the nation's favourite, etc., etc., who apparently has problems with addiction of some sort, booze or the such like, and he managed to get involved in a bit of drink driving that ended up in a car crash, and there is now a child in hospital, Tony.
Hmm.
What terrified me was how quickly someone started filming it, to be honest.
Oh, well, that's just the norm these days, isn't it?
It really is, isn't it? And he did look pretty wobbly when he got out of that car. But my main question, Tony, is if I was a multi-millionaire, right, nation's favourite, and I'd been out on the lash or whatever, I'd get a cab.
Yeah, Uber's quite cheap.
Or what, a chauffeur?
Yeah, you're not wrong.
He seems absolutely ridiculous. Why does the multi-millionaire nation's favourite Ant McParland need to drive anywhere, regardless of the state he's in? And if he is in a state, why do you get in a car? Utterly irresponsible, Tony.
It is.
Now, as you know, it's well documented that nearly a decade ago, I had a little bit of a run-in with the law as a result of a bit of drink driving myself. And I learned my lesson, Tony.
Mm.
But I was only a little bit over the limit. I wasn't smashed.
Mm.
And I still got a 15-month ban, even though I'm not defending me. I'm just saying, to put these things in perspective, I had no choice. But you've always got a choice. Right, but I'm not going to go into details now. But I learned my lesson. Ant McParland, you multi-millionaire nation's favourite, I hope you learn yours.
Mm.
And I think he's been an absolute twat.
I think that's fair to say.
Yes. Now, I do realise that the multimillionaire nation's favourite, Ant McParland, is clearly having some problems at present. But quite frankly, if I was a multimillionaire nation's favourite, I wouldn't broadcast him, I wouldn't advertise him, and I wouldn't get him bothered in public, because then I might not be the nation's favourite anymore.
Mm.
So, multimillionaire nation's favourite, Ant McParland, we're going to give you a good old twatting. Is that all right, Tony?
That's fine, yeah.
All right, so shall I do it, or do you want to do it?
Yeah, you do it.
All right, then. So, seeing as this is one that hasn't come from a listener, I'll do it myself. So, for having some problems with addiction that didn't need to be broadcast, and then it's already the sob story, which means that people are feeling sorry for him and think that he's done a great thing by highlighting awareness of addiction, but at the same time, driving your car into other ones when absolutely leathered, multi-millionaire nation's favourite Ant McParland, probably of London,
is a twat.
Yes, anyway.
It's fair enough.
It's Deck I feel sorry for.
Poor Deck. Which Deck, one's well, Deck again?
Ah, well, you see, it's very easy to remember, because they're always Ant and Deck. So when you look at your screen, it's Ant and Deck. So Deck's always the one on our right. He's on their left. A clever bit of marketing. Shame you didn't think about that. Multimillionaire nation's favourite Ant McParland. So Ant is always on our left, their right, and Deck is the little fella.
Right.
All right. So we've got that now, yeah. So basically, Deck is the one who's 5'6" and has got lovely hair. And Ant is the one who looks a bit like a shriveled up Herman Munster.
Okay. That's that then.
Yeah, the multimillionaire nation's favourite. Right, should we play one last song?
Yes, do that, yeah.
Well, you know what? I've got bad news and I've got good news.
Okay.
The bad news is that friends of the show, the Mobs, have split up.
Oh.
The good news is that rising from the flames like a phoenix from the ashes is a band called Go Go Loco that appears to be 2/3 of the Mobs. Right, and they're great. And they sent me an email the other day saying, "Hey, Paul, look, we've got a new band going. We know that you like the Mobs. Maybe you like this." Oh, I think I like them even more, Tony.
Oh, really? Cool.
Well, Go Go Loco, excuse me, they are maracas-driven rock and roll, a two-piece, as threatened, a bit like You Want Fox. And although they're not like You Want Fox. But if you go to their website, which is
gogoloco.co.uk.
It's as simple as that. It's Tony Six, probably the internet three. Oh, my goodness. You can watch the video they've made of the track we're about to play, and it's a great video and it's a great track, and you're going to love it. You know, we haven't played any punk rock this week, Tony.
Mm-hmm.
We're still not doing. I think this is our first ever punk-free show.
Certainly in a while, if not ever.
Yeah, but certainly in a while. Oh, I know we've done some specials that weren't, but yeah, I've managed to somehow avoid traditional punk completely this week. But you know what? We've got pretty close, and it's got a punk attitude and punk ethic. And this band, they are as punk as you like, even though they're not. So it all counts, and it's great, and you're going to love them. And this, Tony, is the Go-Go Loco Twist. Go-Go Loco. That's a great track, isn't it, Tang?
It's good.
Thank you very much for listening this week. I did realise after the multi-millionaire nation's favourite Ant McParlin twatting that we could also have twatted Uber because they managed to get someone killed without having anyone in the car at all, which is just incredible.
Yeah, that is.
But
yeah, good.
Anyway, that is about the size of this week. Thank you very much for listening. We'll be back next week when I promise you there will be some punk rock.
Cool.
I might see one or two of you either at the Engineer's Arms in Henlow on Thursday, or actually more likely at Horgan's in Oslo on Saturday night. Tony, I hope you enjoy your film.
Thank you very much.
And that's about it. Maybe you can mention the online stations that carry the show.
Yeah, we're on Pudunk, Pudunk Radio, P-U-D, U-E-K, radio.com, and we're on Radio Andra. That's Radio Andra, that's A-N-D-R-A, and it's not S-E.
And thank you very much to those stations carrying the show. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A-poog.
Your guns.